Stop it.
Near the creek, I like to sketch. Alone, my pencil etches what my imagination stretches in rhythm with my heartbeat, creek, and breeze. Conjuring nature's drum kit, I spit into an imaginary microphone. Reverberating through the forest like a busted xylophone, I palindrome. Through the forest catacombs, my words die. And my memory of the city is intentionally left behind for voluntary simplicity. Okay, audience, do you remember Mr. Crawford? Good. Because this last September, a man was evicted from his heaven of 11 years in a cave on Mount Eldon, and you would think the guy had some sort of squatter's rights. Wrong! That squatter had shit for rights. All he had was the stars, a nightlight as bright as the slivers, a shimmer that slipped into sight through cave cracks ignite like candlelight. Mr. Crawford had no family other than the bird song he could mimic perfectly. But the feds looked at him cynically when they handcuffed him, drove him away from the trees until he was surrounded by four walls of concrete much colder on his feet than the familiar dirt floor of his cave. Now, to me, it seems the world is so complex and everyone is a depressed wreck. Heck, let me get my check. I'll book a room in a cave. Through simplicity, I'll be saved. Get away from all that violence and corruption that world displays on that devil machine we call a TV. Because I want more time to write poetry. I want more time to be with my family. I want more time to be all I can be. And this time, I don't want to thrive on burglary or dishonesty or live off of money and technology. I want to live quietly and peacefully in a cave until they arrest me for living illegally on National Forest property. Even though they didn't even know the cave existed. And to me, that's twisted. Because we're not fighting terror. We're chasing cave dwellers.
In our own country.
People like Mr. Crawford, who fled in the face of a dominant structure into a world free of infrastructure and punctured a peephole picture in the foundation of this nation, a world where red, orange, and yellow describe the colors of a leaf on a tree and not the level of national security. But why does society fear the loner? We only hear the negative side of loneliness, Unabomber seclusion turned into oppression, but I want to hear a positive loner story, one of glory, trumpeting triumphant tales, because only the lonely know what that psycho Maslow tried to describe. Self-actualization is a state of mind influenced by nobody but yourself. And during this whole poem, I'm still working on my sketch. And a ranger from the Game and Fish Department picks up a rock, and he skips it, and ripples rip through my ode to loneliness. I just wanted to be alone, but now my sketch is sketchy.